We have Jalea Robinson here with us today, and we have Nadia Oliver. They are involved in Strong Women, Strong Girls, and it's a program that I think is really important for you to know more about, and also for us to be really proud of having in our community. But Jalea, I'm going to turn to you first and welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in Strong Women, Strong Girls, and how, from your perspective, the program works?
Sure. This is my first year with the program. I just met Nadia in the fall, and it's been a really positive experience for me thus far. Strong Women, Strong Girls is an awesome program that really links three primary groups of women: professional mentors, college students, and then we also work with students, young women in grades 3 through 5 in around 40 sites around the Pittsburgh area. And for me, just thinking about this process is powerful and inspires me, because I have grown as a woman over probably the last 5 or 6 years, and I see how important it is that we lift one another up and we support one another. And to have this program in a city like Pittsburgh, I think, is very dynamic.
So you, in your current role, are serving as part of a cohort of professional women mm-hmm. who are mentoring women who are in college.
Right.
That would be Nadia. Nadia, tell me about yourself.
I go to Duquesne University, and I'm a junior. My major is in education, and I'm from the Pittsburgh area. And I'm a college mentor, too, so.
So you, in turn, mentor younger girls?
Mm-hmm. I mentor the girls that are in grades 3 to 5, so I go on to the sites.
So let me be sure I have this correct. So Jalea is mentoring you, Nadia, and you are mentoring girls. Is that one-on-one or more as a group of girls?
It's a group of girls. But there's like about 5 mentors that go out into the different school sites and work with around like 20 girls at each site. So.
Well, this is remarkable. So you're passing the baton through the chain. And ideally, Nadia, when you are working, maybe 10 years from now, you'll be mentoring somebody who's in the position you are mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I know it's a little hard to answer this in absolute terms, but what are some of the things that have happened? You've been matched now you've been together for maybe 5 months or 6 months.
Right.
How have you changed as a result of that, do you think? And I'll let you start.
I don't know that Nadia would expect this, but having her around has added an additional layer of accountability for me in a way that I didn't expect. She reminds me a lot of myself at her age. And when we sat down, I said that to her. I'm like, man, you're a younger version of me. And so now when I move throughout my day or I make certain professional decisions or even just personal decisions, I reference her to think about how I would present that experience to Nadia, how I would talk through that experience, or if I would be proud to share that experience with her.
That's fascinating. As an assistant principal, your profession, yeah. right, an environmental charter school, you're all about accountability and setting examples for others. Yet Nadia has given you an additional dimension or perspective on that.
Yes, I'd say that's true.
And Nadia, how has your life changed, or what has happened as a result of connecting with Jalea?
So ever since I created a relationship with Jalea, I think it changed my perspective on how I go about my day every day in a way. Like, I see someone who's in a position that I want to be in the future, and I think about like what she went through and how hard she worked, and what that does is just influences me. It makes me want to just get out there and do all that I can to be more like her. So I think just whenever I talk to her about, like, the conversations we have about, you know, well, what path should I go down to get to this type of job, or what path should I go down to this type of job, I think it just gives me a more perspective on, like, how I should go about what I want to do in my life. And she gives me a lot of advice on what to do and what not to do. And she also provides me with connections on if I need to talk to someone, she'll be there for it. So I feel like it really just helps me think a lot about, like, my future, and just seeing a strong woman and, like, older, and then it helps and makes me feel more.
Not too much.
Not too old.
Let's certainly that for the listeners.
Certainly younger than me.
Yeah, it just really helps me a lot. I really appreciate her every day. So, yeah.
I love the way you expressed it, because without using the term, you described the role model, but you described it in a way that's much deeper and more meaningful. I think sometimes that term role model sounds so singular and precise, and like, I am going to be this person, like, mm-hmm. this is a bitty bee, or, but instead you talked more about traits and characteristics and aspects, and more of a process of how the two of you relate and how it's helped you think through things. And that's a really, kind of mature way of looking at a relationship with another person. And for you, Julia, it's, you know, you're not going to have every answer. And some of the answers you have, you don't need to worry about them being perfect answers, but they're answers or ideas or reflections. And it sounds like you're able to really bounce those off of one another. And share, which is just a great thing. There should be another word. Well, mentor, I guess, is the word is the word for that, perhaps. So tell me more about your aspirations. Do you know what it's hard to know? It always changed, at least for me, it's changed throughout my adult life. Do you have a sense of what you'd like to do? You're a sophomore this year?
Junior.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, when I first came to college, I had no clue what I wanted to do. And I think, I want to say becoming a mentor for Strong Women, Strong Girls helped me see, like, I want to work with kids. I want to be that person that someone comes up to me and says, oh my gosh, you helped me, you care for me. And it helped me realize, like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So I want to be a teacher right now, but I more so want to be a principal. So it just all worked out with being Jalea's mentee. And I just want to get out there and just help as many kids that I can, change how they see the world, help them get into things that they may not be able to get into coming from where they're from. So I've focused on, like, the urban setting, kids who are underprivileged, under-resourced. That's, like, my passion, to help them get to where I'm at in college, you know. So I just, it's just a lot.
No, you're explaining it perfectly. Where did you grow up?
I grew up on the north side of Pittsburgh, so right around here. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to ATA or King or?
No, I didn't. I went to Allegheny actually for like a year, maybe half a year, but I went to Greater Island Christian Academy. I don't think it's open anymore. And then I went to Urban League of Pittsburgh Charter School, and I went to Frick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the girls you're working with now are, what grades are they in, and where do they go to school?
I work with Arlington. I've got the full name. But so they're in grade third. It's a mixture, third, fourth, and fifth. So we have like a couple fifth graders and a lot of third graders and like two fourth graders.
And roughly how many girls? A dozen, or is it more?
Mm-mm, it's like 25.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big group.
Do you know all their names?
No. It's so funny because I'm still learning. I actually just had mentoring this Wednesday, and they were telling me, like, you never remember our names. Like, no. I'm bad with names. Like, I don't even know how you're supposed to know every name for a kid at a school. Like, how am I even supposed to
try being a principal? It's although you see them every single day, maybe from year to year, but I feel terrible because I work with a lot of kids, and I'm not good.
I'm not as good as I could be at remembering names. I've never been very good at it.
It is difficult.
And kids really, I mean, it's important to know their names. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you're a great mentor. I can tell just by talking to you. Has anything kind of surprised you about, Jalea talked about the idea of being accountable. Have you grown in any ways being a mentor to younger girls?
Definitely. I think it makes me think a lot about how I want people to see me as a woman. And going out there and, like, doing little activities with the girls, and it's like, surprises me of how strong they are compared to me. They are so passionate about, like, what they believe in and how they feel. Like, they're never afraid to tell me, well, you're wrong, or this is what I feel. Like, and it just blows my mind. It's like, you're a fourth grader telling a college student. It's just, they're just so brave. And it just really makes me sit there and think, like, wow, like, me going out here every week, like, they are excited to see me, and it's all of us, all of our mentors are excited to see us. And I can tell, like, we have such an impact on them, like, when they go out and they do these activities and show us, like, oh, and what they write in their journals. They have a journal that they do, like, every week, and we have these conversations with them. And it's just such a, I don't want to have the words, like, I don't want to say intimate, but it's you build a close connection with them, and it just helps you see, like, wow, you can impact so many people on a daily basis, and just seeing how they grow with us just helps me grow as a person. So
I think intimate is mm-hmm. exactly the right word. We have so many so-called relationships that are through social media or email or texts, where you aren't actually looking somebody in the eye and in the same actual space with them, and where what you're sharing is, you know, a meme or a link to something, as opposed to sharing something you're really passionate about or something that you created. So that's a great way of describing it, Nadia. If you're just joining us, we're talking about strong women, strong girls, and we have two strong women with us. The program involves three tiers of mentoring: professional women working with younger, but generally younger women in college, starting along a professional pathway, who in turn work with students in elementary school. And we have Jalea Robinson, who is assistant principal at Environmental Charter School, and Nadia Oliver, who is a junior at Duquesne University, with us now. It sounds like a program that you would have loved to have had when you were younger. Do you feel that way? Did you have any mentors as you were growing up?
I did. I will say that this would have been a wonderful program for me, but I have been very lucky to have a really strong mom, who's in the audience now with me. Linda, how you doing?
Hi. I can't see her, but maybe.
She has been a great
there she is.
Mentor and guide for me. She herself is a very strong woman. I've also had some wonderful teachers along the way that I still contact them now, and I visit them on holidays. So those people have served that role of mentor and continue to do so today.
As a professional educator, principal, and teacher, I'm sure you look at that profession in a whole new light when you think about those who served you.
Yes,
growing up.
It is a difficult and worthy task.
Have you had you've been at Arlington. Have you been out to ECS?
No, not for mentoring, but
I mean, just to see it.
I actually, with my education major, we do field experience, and I'm actually at her school, like, every Thursday doing observing a classroom there. So
that's terrific. Mm-hmm. And I figured if your semester probably ends early enough that if you're allowed, maybe you could lurk out there a bit and learn some things.
Always stop by.
We just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to share that I haven't asked you about. I want to be sure that you do have that opportunity.
I was going to actually say, like, I was thinking about when you asked her, did she have mentoring experience when she was younger? And I was thinking about myself, like, did I have any mentors when I was younger? And I didn't, well, besides my mom. But I feel like with that, it causes me to want to do it even more. It's like there was nobody like me when I was younger. So, and I have little sisters now. I have three little sisters. So just, I think it's very important that there's someone in these children's lives that they can look up to, that they can get help with. I think it just really touches me, you know, being out there, being the one.
that's terrific. I can't wait to see you in about 5 years or 10 years. You're really something today, but
Thank you. You're
going to be great in whatever you decide to do, and I think you'd be a great teacher. What about you? Is there anything I neglected to give you a chance to say?
No, you were great, Larry. I was reading an article earlier in this week that said a quote that was really important to me or impactful. It said something to the effect of, when more women are at the decision table, better decisions are made. And I feel as if this program, Strong Women, Strong Girls, is a testament to that. And I encourage women, all women that are listening to this broadcast, to share their experiences. I think we doubt ourselves sometimes and think we don't have enough to say, or that we wouldn't be a valuable mentor, but that is not true. We can always pass the torch. We can give a little advice or a hug, and that will make all of the difference to the person we're interacting with.
You can learn more by going to swsg.org/Pittsburgh. That's Strong Women, Strong Girls, but make it more efficient. swsg.org/Pittsburgh. And Nadia Oliver, thank you for being here along with us. And you too, Julia Robinson. I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you for having us.